Welcome to the Purpose to Service podcast, a weekly show for women entrepreneurs who are ready to package up their knowledge and build a thriving service-based business that fuels the life they desire. I'm your host, Alicia Robertson, and through this show, I share real-life advice, my proven strategies for building your personal brand and gaining more clients, and I chat with other incredible women who are not only crushing it in their industry, but also building their business with intention. Whether you're just getting started or a seasoned professional, every week we dig deep into how you can leverage what you know and make a bigger impact through your content, make more money, and build your coaching or service-based business on purpose. Let's dig in. Hey, you guys, welcome back to another episode of the Purpose to Service podcast. So this is our second week in our series all about building a sustainable coaching business with intention. So last week we talked about getting clear on not only what you want, but also getting very clear on what success looks like for you, which is also what we really dive deep into in the first step of my signature framework inside of the Purpose to Service Academy. So this week we're moving on to the second step in our signature framework, which is all about helping you to create your own signature process. So in this step in our framework is where we dig deep to help you to map out the steps that your client will have to go through in order to reach what your offer is promising. And we also talk about how to map out those milestones, how to map out those action steps that your clients will need to take, and also how having a signature framework really shapes and molds your brand. But before we can go on to creating your signature framework, you need to be crystal clear on two very important things. One, you need to be clear on who you're serving, and two, you need to be very clear on what you're promising to help them to achieve. So I go deeper into like what a signature framework is back in episode 152, which I'll leave a link to in this episode notes. But essentially, your signature framework is a 3 to 6 step process that you take your clients through to help them to get from where they are now to where they want to be. And again, it also helps you to shape your offer. It helps you to create your content and also is really something that you can build your brand around. So a lot of people ask, you know, what do I pitch when I pitch myself to the media, or what do I pitch when I want to, you know, go and speak at someone's conference? And I always say, pitch your topic around your framework. So not only is it your zone of genius, but it's also what you already have mapped out. It's what you are well versed in. And it's also a great topic that you can lead people back into getting into your offer as well. But the thing with creating your signature framework or creating your service offer or even just creating like your overall marketing strategy is that you can't do any of those things if you are unclear of who it is that you're helping and also what the goal or the end result that you're helping them to achieve. So I've seen so many incredible coaches and experts who really know their stuff go on to create programs that don't have a clear focus. So they have a lot of great content in these programs. They have all of the templates and the exercises and the milestones, all of those great things. But the focus of that offer is still very all over the place. And one of the big reasons that happens is because you go into creating your offer without spending enough time really getting to know the people you're creating this offer for, or getting a better understanding of what is the pain point that they're wanting to achieve or wanting to push past. So this week, I wanted to tackle a few ways that you can not only get a better understanding of who your audience is, like who are these people that I really want to target, who would be my dream clients, but also get very clear on what they're needing from you so that you can go on to choose a focus for your offer. And so that you can also create and map out this signature framework, which is first before you even go on to create your offer. So some of these tips may push you out of your comfort zone just a bit, but I promise you it works and it's definitely worth spending some time on. Again, when we talk about building a sustainable coaching business, we talk about building that solid business foundation so that when you do create that framework, when you do create that offer, when you go to create your content, all of that is seamless and easy because you already have this solid foundation built. And it's literally like you're thinking about a house. Like, you need a solid foundation before you go on to build on these other layers. And if not, everything is going to just fall down. So this is where we're just really digging deeper into, like, okay, who it is that I'm wanting to work with? Who is my ideal client? And also, how can I use their framework to really map out my program's promise? So the first thing that you need to do to, in order to get a good understanding of your client avatar, or some people call it your ideal client, is you have to at least have an idea of who it is that you're wanting to work with. Like, you have to start somewhere. So let's just start off with the very bare minimum basics. So I want you to think about things like, what is their age? Maybe what is their gender? What is their location? What is their income level? Like, what type of education do they have? So a lot of people will stop here when it comes to getting clear on who their target audience is. But let me tell you, because of how much information is being sold online right now, because of how many people are marketing their offers, knowing just the basics of who your target audience is not going to be enough for you to stand out in your industry. And I don't care what industry you're in, I'm sure it's already saturated. So you have to know a lot more than just your ideal client's age, gender, and location in order for you to get in front of their faces. So you need to dig deeper and learn more than just the bare minimum, like, basics of your target audience. So you need to dig deeper and niche down as much as possible so that when you're creating your offer and creating your marketing strategy and creating your program's promise, your audience feels like you are speaking directly to them. So the next piece is to get clear, to get a clear understanding of their interests. So how do they prefer to consume content? Where are they most likely to be hanging out online? So this will be super important information for when you begin creating, like, your nurture content, and also when you begin to, like, market yourself. Because if you know that your audience really prefers Instagram, then you know to put the majority of your marketing efforts into Instagram. Or if your audience is filled with big time CEOs who are very busy and barely have any time in the day to breathe, then you know that your content, the content that you create, should be in shorter form, maybe video or audio, so that they can easily consume your content on the go. So whenever I talk to a coach or an online expert about what they are, where they are showing up online, they either say that they're not showing up online because they don't have the capacity to show up everywhere. So that's a big myth. A lot of people think because there are 12 different social media platforms that they have to show up on all 12, and that is definitely not true. Or they say that they are exhausted because they have been trying to create content on a million different platforms. But if you know where your audience is showing up, if you, you know, can target them in those specific areas and tailor your content to be not only impactful but geared towards how they also prefer to consume content, it makes that strategy a lot easier, and you're able to, again, specifically talk to that one person. So the third step of getting a better understanding of who you're serving is to get clear on their pain points. So this is by far one of the most important pieces in the process, because knowing this will help you to define the focus of your coaching offer. But the thing is, your audience more than likely has quite a few different pain points. They probably have a lot. We all have a lot of issues, and that's okay. So some pain points may be centered around your specific niche, and maybe some that are not. So we're all humans, it's normal, but it's important for you, especially as the coach, to really narrow down and focus on one specific problem that you want to solve. Because again, when you're thinking about creating your framework, you need to know where they are, which we're doing now, and you need to be able to create some clear attainable steps to help them to get to where they want to be. So that outcome needs to be very clear and very focused. You can't go on and create your signature framework and have all of these different pieces that's going to help them to achieve four or five different things. Like, that's going to look like chaos. It's going to make them overwhelmed, and it's going to be really hard for them to get results if they are trying to achieve 12 different things, you know, in their business. So it's important for you to understand what that one pain point is that you want to focus on, so that when you are creating that framework, you can say, look, this is where you are right now. This is the pain point you're experiencing. And this is my 3 to 6 step process to help you overcome that one pain point and to get to where you want to be. So again, you have to niche down as much as possible. And I know I probably sound like a broken record, but if you keep hearing it, it's because it's true. So if you haven't niched down anywhere else, this should be where you are crystal clear on, again, focusing your offer around solving one specific problem. So the problem you're solving will help you to shape, again, your offer's promise. So for example, if your audience's biggest pain point is they suck at time management, then your offer's promise or your offer's focus should be centered around helping them to create a solid system to better manage their time on a daily basis. That is it. One problem, one solution, and one focus. So your program and your offer is going to be centered around, your focus is going to be centered around that one pain point you're helping them to achieve. So I have had to go through some reiterating in my own offers as well. So, you know, with niching down as much as possible. So I've had to like take this big grand idea that I've had for my own offers and kind of whittle away just a little bit so that they are still very much impactful, but they are a lot more clear and targeted to, again, one person and one specific problem. So my program originally started out as a program to help anyone to create an online business, whether it be service-based or digital-based, with intention. So I just wanted to help you to build your business with intention. That is still a big piece of what I do, but it was a lot more broader back then. So the more clients I received and the more I learned about those clients, I made the decision to narrow it down some more to help strictly helping service-based entrepreneurs. So while the audience I had, you know, had been niched down some, the overall focus and promise of my offer was still very all over the place, and I still felt like it wasn't specific enough. So I kept talking to my audience, and that's something that a lot of people are not doing. A lot of people are not talking to their audience, and I dug a lot deeper. So I went from helping you to build just your business with intention to now helping overwhelmed coaches to build a sustainable coaching business through launching their signature service offer. So that is my thing. I realized through talking to my audience, talking to previous clients, that they didn't have a solid business foundation, and because of that, they were trying to sell 4, 5, and 6 different offers. So my goal is to just help them to build that solid foundation so that they can focus on and launch one signature service offer, and it'll just completely transform how they are running their business. So every time I thought I had it, I asked myself this one question that I know will help you as well. And that is, how can I dig deeper? So I kept asking myself that until I got to the focus I am at today. I just kept asking myself, okay, how can I dig deeper? I'm helping these business owners. How can I dig deeper into a very specific type of business owner? Okay, I'm just saying building your business with intention. What does that even mean? How can I dig deeper to make that sound more specific and to be more clear for my audience? So I just kept digging deeper. Now let's back up just a minute, because I mentioned that I kept talking to my audience until I was super clear on what they wanted. And I guarantee you that's something that you're probably not doing enough of right now. So you're probably creating a bunch of content, which is great, and you may even have a few offers that you're marketing, which is also great. But when was the last time that you actually sat down and had a conversation with your audience about either what they were struggling with or what they were needing from you? Honestly, like when was the last time you did that? So the best way to not only get a better understanding of who you're serving and how you're going to create an offer around their needs is to literally just go straight to the source, go straight to your audience. So we all know that entrepreneurship is all about experimenting, right? You can, anytime you try a new marketing strategy, it's experimenting. Anytime you release a new offer, it's a form of an experiment. We know entrepreneurship is a lot about throwing ideas at the wall, but it's also about relationship building as well and really nurturing your audience, which means actually taking the time to talk to them before you start creating things so you can experiment with intention. So how do you begin doing this? So now that we've talked more about how to dig deeper into who your audience is, where they're showing up, and also what the problem is that you can begin to shift or mold your offer's promise or focus around, how do you continue to get crystal clear on what they are needing from you? And one of the best ways to do that is to send out a survey. If you are in the Purpose to Service Academy, if you have sent me a DM or anything about not being sure about what your offer should be, or not being sure about what type of content you should be, or not being sure about what program or what platform you should be showing up on, 9 times out of 10, I've told you to send out a survey and ask your audience. So if you have an email list, no matter how many people are on it, that is a great place to start asking your audience questions and just getting really clear on what they're needing from you. So in this survey, you can ask questions like, when it comes to your industry, what is it that you feel is currently holding you back? So when it comes to homeschooling your kids, what do you feel is holding you back? When it comes to becoming a coach to new moms, what is currently holding you back? When it comes to being a wellness coach, what is holding you back? You can also ask questions like, what about your industry do you really want to know more of? What about homeschooling do you want to know more about? What about being a getting better at your finances do you want to know more about? So just think about inserting your industry and thinking about how you can ask questions around what they want and what they feel is currently holding them back. I also like to ask my audience in these surveys, you know, what are your goals? In 5 years, what is it that you want to achieve? And I love asking these open-ended questions versus asking like multiple choice questions, because I like to see how they word their problems or how they word their goals and how excited they get with that, because sometimes you can use a little bit of that language in your marketing strategy, but it also gives them space to really write out their thoughts and say how they feel, and doing multiple choice questions can often make you feel limited in that. So again, this will give you direct answers that you can use to shape your program's curriculum and create content for your audience. So if you want to take this research a step further, and I definitely suggest that you do, you can take some of those questions, but use them on a few research calls. So this is where you will host a couple of one-on-one 30 to 45 minute calls with people in your audience and get feedback on what their goals are and what they feel is currently holding them back. So these calls are great because it gives you an opportunity to ask those follow-up questions, which is something you can't really do in a survey. You can't go back to all of your survey results and say, hey, can you elaborate on this? Or could you give me another example? Things like that. But if you're on these research calls, you can ask for feedback, you can ask those follow-up questions, and you can get them to dig deeper into why they're feeling the way they're feeling, why they feel like they're struggling with whatever it is that they're needing help with, and so on. So again, if you ever need clarity, go straight to the source. I guarantee you not everyone is taking the time to do this, which already gives you an upper hand in your industry. And I'm pretty sure that your industry at some point is to capacity, and you're probably feeling like you're racing and struggling to be heard. But if you can literally go to the source and take that time out to really talk to your audience, talk about what they need, genuinely care about what their big goals are, that is a great way for you to begin standing out in front of your audience. So again, in order to have a better in order to create your framework, which will then be used to create your offer, which will then be used to create your marketing strategy, you have to have a better understanding of who you're serving and also what your offer's focus or promise will be. And in order to build a sustainable business with intention, you need all of those things to work together, but it truly does start with gaining that clarity around who it is that you want to work with and getting very clear on that one type of person, and then being very clear on what their end goal is, which will eventually be your program's promise or offer. So that is the key, one of the big keys to building a sustainable coaching business. So if your offer hasn't been selling in the past, before we even talk about your marketing or your sales strategy, you have to stop and ask yourself if what you're selling is speaking to one person and also solving a very specific problem. So I mentioned that we cover all of this in depth and really help you to map out not only who you're wanting to work with, but map out your offer's focus in the second step of my signature framework, which is all about creating your signature process. So inside of the Purpose to Service Academy, which is my 12-month group coaching program, I'll walk you through a few different exercises to help you to get clear on who you're serving and also deciding on the focus for your signature offer. And we take all of that information to help you to build out your signature framework step by step for your program and also your brand as well. So don't forget, applications, you guys, for the Purpose to Service Academy open up on October 12th, and you can get on the waitlist right now. Trust me, being on the waitlist has its perks. All you have to do is head over to aliciarobertson.com/waitlist. I will also leave that link in the description for this episode as well. Trust me, you want to be on the waitlist. So if you have any questions or if you want to just share your thoughts about this week's episode, take a screenshot on your phone and head over to Instagram and tag me at the Alicia Nicole and let me know what your thoughts are about this week's episode. Also, let me know if you now have a little better understanding of who you're serving and how you're going to be helping them. All right, you guys, thank you so much again for hanging out with me this week, and I will see you later. Before you go, I'd love to know what your biggest takeaway was from this episode. Take a screenshot and share it with me over on Instagram at the Alicia Nicole. Also, if you enjoyed this episode, please head over to your favorite podcast streaming app and rate the show and leave a review. The more great ratings and reviews we receive, the more incredible women we are able to impact with our message. And as always, thank you so much for listening to the Purpose to Service podcast.